is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There is mass confusion this morning over Elon Musk's order for government workers to justify their positions or lose them. The original deadline was last night. Then the Trump administration said federal employees could ignore it. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
President Trump defends the Office of Personnel Management email, acknowledging it was Elon Musk's idea and saying it was needed.
Because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist.
EPA scientist Lorene Targos.
I think the implication is that we don't do any work and that we would have nothing to populate these five bullets with, which is insulting, disrespectful, and has no evidence to support it.
The House could vote on a budget plan this week. CBS's Nicole Killian says it could be a test of Republican unity around the president.
The measure includes additional spending for border security and defense and extends the president's tax cut. But it also includes deep spending cuts of at least $1.5 trillion. The Senate passed a smaller package last week, but the president has said he prefers one bill that encompasses all of his agenda.
Some hopeful news on Pope Francis, who's still hospitalized in critical condition. CBS's Delia Gallagher from Rome.
He hasn't had any further respiratory crises. He has been able to reduce the amount of oxygen flow when he was using the nasal tubes.
Doctors also say mild kidney failure reported over the weekend is no longer a concern. A 12th death is now blamed on a listeria outbreak linked to nutrient boosters from Lions Ready Care and Cisco. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
It is confined to a very specific food source, these supplement frozen shakes that are being distributed in nursing homes. The bad news is you do have a lot of high-risk people in nursing homes.
The products were recalled a few days ago. Another restaurant chain's charging more for eggs.
And stepping up to the plate, the return of Denny's original Grand Slam. And
Denny's says it'll add a surcharge to every meal that includes eggs at some locations. Prices will vary depending on going rates locally. What's a record with no music? A protest, at least in the UK, over the possibility AI will wreak havoc on the industry. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Organizer Ed Newton-Fox says the message is simple.
The British government must not legalize music theft.
But some British AI companies call the proposed rules stricter than those currently set by U.S. tech companies, which will make it harder for them to compete.
More than 1,000 musicians are on the album, including Annie Lennox and Kate Bush. Proceeds will go to the charity Help Musicians. S&P futures down 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Health Department had to inspect the Denny's before they could reopen. The restaurant closed early yesterday following a fire. The South Shore Fire Department says it was likely caused by a malfunctioning light fixture in the soffit. No injuries were reported and damage was confined to the area around the light fixture. Storm spotter sessions have been planned in Racine County. If you want to be better informed about the weather, the session is April 17th at the Gateway IMET building in Sturtevant. The two-hour event is organized by Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service. It'll teach about severe weather and safety protocols. It's open to the public with more information available on the Racine County Emergency Management website. Wisconsin wallets are some of the hardest hit when it comes to property taxes. That's according to Wallet Hub. Brittany Merlot has more.
The study says Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for the highest taxes despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median home value, which is significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year.
Some swimmers from Racine are some of the best in the state. The Racine County Eye today has a recap of the WIAA State Boys Swim Championships, where several Racine County athletes earned their way onto a podium. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' spring training continues hot. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canna, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film, but then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today. We're lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 44. Chance of rain and snow tonight, a low of 33. Rain likely on your Wednesday, with highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday night, slight chance of rain and a low near 32. Thursday, partly sunny, 41. 44 and breezy Friday. It's 39 at our studios.
You know what clickbait is? Clickbait is sort of a clicky headline that you don't really know what it means, but it's a trick to get you to click on. So here I am, stupid. I know what it is. And I'm watching, and it's like, Cardi B does this, and then it says, what's the one vegetable Tom Brady refuses to eat? What? What is it, a coconut? That's so dumb. And then I go down, but it's all blurry because I can't focus because that's all I think about. And they got me. So I go all the way back, and I click on it, and here we go. First window, Tom Brady was born in Northern California. Next. Tom Brady started playing football at the age of 7. Where are the vegetables that you swore to God you would tell me about? I'll save you 27 clicks. It's a tomato, ladies and gentlemen. I was way off. But I can't take it because 4 minutes later, I'm down there, weather, football, and then it goes, you'll never guess what this 80s actress looks like now. It's so mean. I mean, she aged 30 years in 30 years. That was her big crime.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. He's a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making now.
Yellow Submarine, Nowhere Man, The Beatles, 610, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Almost didn't make it here. Anybody going to work this morning on 16th Street or wherever there's a railroad crossing on, I don't know, on 14th Street, a freight train came by, 17 minutes. What happened was a whole 100-plus car freight train came by. Then came three diesels and another freight train attached to that. It just didn't stop. So, of course, I always build in a lot of time to get here, but a lot of people don't. So when the gates came up, it was like Jim's demo derby out there trying to get ahead because now everyone's late for work because they didn't build in the time. It was crazy out there on 16th Street when the gates came up. People were vroom, just trying to get going because of that freight train. That's weird. 17-minute freight train came by. Whoa. Never saw that before. I was almost like I was going to cry like a baby. Oh, look at that. The box stops. Cry like a baby. I was getting a little testy in the car. WRJN.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy. I cry like a baby. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet or a string.
Two hits, the box top said, cry like a baby. The other was their big hit, The Letter. Remember that? 6:13, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 45. Chance of rain tonight, lows around 33. Rain possible tomorrow with a high near 45. Right now it's clear, 39 degrees at Radio Park, and I noticed something I never noticed before. Well, because it never happened in the last few months. When I walked into this building, the sun was coming up over Lake Michigan. Never happens that early in the morning until, now. During the winter, it doesn't happen. And it just gave me hope that spring is not that far away. I love it. Hey, coming up later on, we've got tickets to give away to Gabriel Iglesias, funny guy, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. And we've also got tickets this hour to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production. And in this corner, Cassius Clay. You can win those tickets coming up in just a few minutes. I've got a list here of the most attractive jobs, according to Tinder. For men, pilot, entrepreneur, and firefighter. Very attractive jobs. For women, physical therapist, interior designer, and entrepreneur. Notice what didn't make the list? Disc jockey. It never does. I don't know why. 6:15, local news and timeless hits with the Kinks.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah.
617 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. A few early birds. You never get a chance to win anything. Let's do it now. I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see And This Corner, Cassius Clay. I just saw it last Saturday. What a show. It's at the Racine Theater Guild. I've got tickets for, I believe it's Friday. It's a Friday night. Let me just check here. Yeah, Friday night at 7 p.m. Got one pair of tickets now. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. I'll get you those tickets. 262-634-9756. I always have to make sure I don't give out the wrong phone number. Or somebody's sleeping. Yeah. Did I win the tickets? What are you talking about? I'm sleeping. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. From all the callers, we'll plop down and we'll pick one winner. One more time, slowly. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name? Hello? Oh, okay. Did we get him there? Hello? You there?
Yes, here I am.
Okay. Boy, it sounded like a freight train was coming by.
Oh, no, I hit the rumble strips on the interstate.
Oh, please, be careful. What's your first name?
I am.
What's your first name?
Dan.
Dan? Okay, Dan, we're going to get you a pair.
Dan.
Say it again?
Dan.
D-A-N, right?
Nope, S-T.
Oh, Stan, like Stanley. Okay. Got you now.
You got it.
All right. You really got me. Okay, Stan, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see End of This Corner, Cassius Clay at the Racine Theater Guild this Friday night at 7 p.m. Hold on the line, Stan, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Come on, let me get you off the phone. I don't want you hitting any more rumble sticks on the freeway. Please be careful out there. It's 6:18. Hey, you know what it's time for? It's time for Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch on the small screen. The Gorge, starring Miles Teller and Anna Joy Taylor, is a thriller about two snipers standing watch over a mysterious foggy patch of land between two watchtowers. The two find out they might just be guarding the gates of hell and are not supposed to ask questions or even communicate with each other. They do, and fall in love. The film isn't perfect and drags during the romance scenes, but the concept is fun. Is it a great film? No, but it is a great Netflix movie. If you think for one second that being the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver will help you get roles in Hollywood, you are mistaken. At least according to the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Patrick Schwarzenegger insists he did not get his role in season 3 of White Lotus because he's a Nepo baby, adding that people don't realize he took acting lessons for 10 years and put on plays in high school. Yeah, a lot of people do. Maybe Patrick Schwarzenegger is a great actor, but come on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. a lot, and we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours, and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Okay. It's 625 WRJN local news, timeless hits. And check this out. Researchers found the happiest people in America all seem to have one strange thing in common. Good teeth. Apparently people who are happy go to the dentist a lot and take care of their teeth. That's weird. It's 625 WRJN. Here's Elvis.
Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. Had a quarrel, a lover's spat. All right, I'm sorry
my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley, that's from Blue Hawaii. Isn't that from Blue Hawaii? Yeah, pretty sure it is. Return to sender at WRJM. Take a look at your cell phone right now. It's covered in bacteria. You ever clean it? According to a survey, 14% of people say no. They never, ever clean their cell phone. Yuck. Another 47% say they don't clean it very often. That is up to 61% of people don't clean their cell phone on a regular basis. Only 6% of people say they clean their phone very often. I clean it. I don't do it very often, but I do clean it. I do take some, you know what I use? I use my stuff I use to clean my eyeglasses. I spray it on there and wash it around and slosh it around a little bit there. It's 6:28. Local news. Timeless. It's WRJN. Here's Manfred Mann.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose.
Check news in the morning, 6:30 at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Jury selection started in Waukegan yesterday in the trial for Robert Crimo III. He's accused of opening fire from a rooftop during the 2022 4th of July parade in Highland Park. He's charged with killing 7 and wounding 48. There's over 100 charges, including 21 counts of first-degree murder.
Here's one way to keep an older kid busy this summer. Applications are now open for the Racine County Summer Youth Employment Program. It offers teens aged 15 to 18 the opportunity to earn $12 an hour in various roles across the county. The program runs from June to August and includes job skills training, mentorship, and financial education. Kids eligible must reside in Racine County. You can read more about the effort at racinecountyi.com. There's a follow-up to that video being shared locally of someone trying to ID a car keying suspect. A 71-year-old man from Pleasant Prairie faces felony charges after allegedly keying a Tesla at a Costco recently. The act was recorded by the car's built-in surveillance system. A car's owner put the video on social media to find the suspect. That person is allegedly James M. Jefferson, who was identified by using the car's cameras plus those at Costco. Bond was set at $1,000 for Jefferson. The Racine Fire Department has started a joint recruit academy with neighboring departments. The program includes recruits from Racine, Caledonia, and the South Shore departments and focuses on firefighting skills and real-world experiences. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Even though Brazil and Argentina are continents away, their crop production this time of year matters in the marketplace for farmers here at home. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you on a Tuesday, Jacob Burks joins us. He's a partner at AgMarket.net based in Lancaster. He gives us an update on the South American crop.
Yeah, I mean, right now you got to look at, we have the cheapest corn available. Okay, so we are the export market domestically for corn now. But as they're rapidly going through harvest in Brazil, in the northern part of Brazil, they've had rainy season. It's delayed their harvest a little bit. And after they harvest that first crop, then they come right back with the Safrinha corn crop. And so you'll see the pictures. You've seen them all over the internet where the combine's drilling through harvesting soybeans and the corn planters right behind. And that's happening right now. So that availability of corn will be coming to the market, you know, pretty quick. At the end of March, we'll start seeing some of that competition for our corn.
And there you have it. Even though our grain competitors are on a different continent, their production matters here at home. Jacob Burks joining us. He's a partner at AgMarket.net. He's based out of Lancaster, but works with producers around the nation. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we're dedicated to keeping you up to date on all things Wisconsin agriculture, and we're keeping an eye on the stories you like best. In case you missed it, here are some of our top downloaded stories from the past week. At number 3, we sit down with the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. They're nearing their 60th anniversary. At number 2, the Sun Prairie FFA chapter gets a unique experience advocating for ag education at the state capitol. And our most downloaded story congratulates Evan and Taylor Schroth of Fond du Lac for receiving the Groundbreaker Award from Compeer Financial. You can find all of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com on our podcast page. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 44. Chance of rain and snow tonight, a low of 33. Rain likely on your Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday night, slight chance of rain and a low near 32. Thursday, partly sunny, 41. 44 and breezy Friday. It's 39 at our studios.
I don't care what fast food I eat. If I order french fries, I have to eat every fry. Like, I get depressed if the fries start running out. Like, I reach in a bag, I'm like, I know there was more fries in this bag. Where's the rest of those fries? And I move the napkin out the way and I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby, right there. My meal is complete, right? Before today, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 6 or 7 months, and I was cleaning out my car, and I found some French fries in between the seats. Yes, and the fries look better than they did the day that I bought them. Huh? I was like, how is there no bacteria on these fries? You know how bad of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, yo, I found some French fries in between my seats. She was like, you found French fries? She said, I found a burger in between my seats. I was like, what, like a wrapped up burger? She was like, no, just a patty. I said, who loses a burger patty in between their seats? How dirty is your car that you can lose a patty? I've never once went to McDonald's and was eating a cheeseburger and the meat fell from between the bun. And I just kept eating it like, oh, I guess this is just a ketchup, onion, cheese, mustard, pickle sandwich.
Supremes, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 640. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 45. It is sunny already. It's 40 degrees right now at Radio Park. All right. Where was that thing? I was going to talk to you about your... Oh, here it is. How are you at work? Are you the most annoying person in the office? Well, let's find out. Here are 7 bad habits that drive your coworkers crazy, making an unreasonable amount of noise, adding unnecessary background noise during conference call, being a source of strong smells. They don't mean if that's your body or the food you bring in. Could be either one. Excessive chit-chat, doing anything that grosses people out. Physical contact like hugging, tickling, poking, back rubs, or anything else that might seem kind of creepy. And borrowing office supplies. I put borrowing in quotes because you're probably never intending on giving it back. Now, did you ever get to work and you just don't feel like working today?
Ow. We got work.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh, I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Don't we all feel like that sometimes? Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. No, no. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near, but they don't move me. They don't move me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Nothing like the real thing. 6:43, local news, time to sit to WRGN. And we're talking about TV shows from the 1950s. Jim Basir, Carol G, and Forte are going to be by for their monthly stop. And that's about 7:05 this morning here at WRGN. Hey, this is nightmare fuel right here. A fisherman in Indonesia caught a baby shark that had a human face on it. That is nightmare material. Good, now I'm going to dream about it tonight. Luke Christie, Lightning Strike, 6:44 here at WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop
as a lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my heart, won't track mine. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
Yeah.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 45. Spring is here? Well, maybe. A chance of rain tonight, lows 33. Rain possible tomorrow with a high near 45. And currently it's 40 degrees and sunny. The sun is up. Looks good at Radio Park. It's going to blow your mind, this little trick. This will serve you well for the rest of your life. Are you ready? If it's true. Apparently, in most elevators, there's a secret trick to skip all the floors, even if someone pressed their buttons and go directly to your floor. Now, here's what you do. You just need to press and hold your floor's button down and close the door button at the same time for 7 to 10 seconds. It will skip all their floors and go right to yours. Now, they might think it's kind of odd if there are other people in the elevator, you holding that those two buttons down for 7 to 10 seconds. Don't know if it's true. If you try it and it works, let me know. 647 at WRJN. Hey, look what's at the Racine Theater Guild for one more weekend.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. The king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
There you go, Don McLean, American Pie, one of the greatest songs of all time. And then it's 6:58, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, a woman in the wheelchair robs a bank in Florida. Then she is not too bright because her getaway car was the wheelchair. Cops caught her right away. This guy in North Carolina won $500,000 in the Powerball using numbers he got off his fortune cookie. You ever open a fortune cookie and they say, these are your lucky numbers? He bought a lottery ticket with those numbers. Who knew that even worked? And when the check engine light comes on in your car, how long do you keep driving before you take your car to the shop? According to a survey, you wait an average of 9 days. With me, it's 9 minutes. I call the car dealership and say, my check engine light is on. They say, well, you got to make an appointment. I'll be in 9 minutes. Open the doors. Get ready. It's 6:59. Let's check news in the morning. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Music and Ocean.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump hailed Elon Musk's order to government workers.
There was a lot of genius in sending it. We're trying to find out if people are working.
But the midnight deadline to justify jobs has passed. And this morning, there's mass confusion over just what'll happen next. CBS's Kristen Brown.
A new memo from OPM went out to all the federal agency heads, seemingly saying that federal workers should have responded to that original email and asking the agencies to track who didn't and didn't respond.
3 years after Russia invaded Ukraine, the U.S. voted on a U.N. resolution to take a neutral stance on the war and against others, blaming Moscow for starting it. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, Dorothy Shea.
This resolution puts us on the path to peace. It is a first step, but a crucial one.
Prayers at the Vatican St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis.
Dio, vieni a salvarmi.
The 88-year-old is still hospitalized in critical condition with double pneumonia, but he was feeling well enough today to meet with the Vatican Secretary of State to approve new decrees for saints and set dates for their canonization. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
Doctors stress that Pope Francis is not out of the woods despite this encouraging news.
A cautionary tale for humans worried about being swapped out for AI. CBS's